said, let's do this. Leroy.
What? I'm sitting here waiting for my post, okay? That's all I'm saying. Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your smooth couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, May 6th, 2013. I almost said March.
And this is episode 106. In the mix. Oh, God, it was great.
Yeah, I was like, May.
Right. So, welcome to the Valentine Cast.
Hey, everyone.
I'm Jay. This is my lovely wife.
Renee.
Yeah, and awesome.
I know.
It's awesome to be back. I've had a long, frazzled day, and it's been a crazy day. I've just been feeling discombobulated.
It has been.
And I figured that I'm on my manzies, maybe.
I don't think people really say that.
What they say?
They just
my man period.
They don't say that. They just said they just feel out of sorts or what have you. I don't think most men call them menzies.
I feel I'm comfortable enough in my masculinity to say that men. I'm a firm believer that men go through some psycho-babbled.
There was a study that men do go through cycles of emotions, but not. Maybe as much as the female persuasion.
Oh, I agree.
Because I do admit,
you do.
I'm different at certain times in a month than others. I cry.
Yes.
Easier, which is always amazes Jay to no end, since right. He's like, you didn't even cry when I proposed.
You didn't cry when I proposed to you.
Yep.
You like beat me up and everything. Like you was going to, you know, kick my butt, which you really did do, but it's all good. You know what I'm saying? So, welcome to the show. Want to thank Pretty Lights Music for letting us use their music for our intro and outro. And we also want to thank John Anilio, at johnanilio.com for allowing us to use some of his music during our tried this segment as well.
Sorry, I was trying to come in right at the end of your sentence, and I interrupted you instead.
Right. Yeah, totally understand. No, it's fine.
I was trying not to.
No, it's fine.
I was making an effort.
You know, after listening to last week's show, I would say we did go longer than normal.
Oh, yeah, we did.
And I also would say it wasn't as bad as we thought it was, at the end of the night.
Oh, it wasn't as loopy?
Maybe
we were feeling more loopy than we were
loopy, and we were, you know, we had a banter going on a lot more, you know what I'm saying?
So maybe we need to work on our banter.
No, maybe we need to argue more, because it seems like a lot of people.
They like when we argue.
People really like when you really mean to me.
Because I do it in a cute way.
You do it in a cute way. And everything.
Do it in that like a feisty way.
Yeah, I know.
A passionate way.
Come on. I want to say what's up to our chat room. We have a Galadian. We have Cleo Hando here with us tonight.
Cleo's gone.
She's probably still listening.
Bye, Cleo.
You had to call her out like that. But no, she's probably still there.
Why can't I call our guest out? Hey, if you come into the chat room, you give me free reign to talk about you.
Right.
That's so, gonna make people go away now.
Don't do that, babe. You don't want me to ask people to call in.
I really don't.
Speaking of calling in, the Skype lines are open. LABOZQEC if you want to call in. You know what was funny? After listening to the last show, when Handel called in and how you were so accusatory that I was doing something wrong. I didn't test it and all this other stuff. And I'm just like, it's supposed to work. And you were like, just like you, don't test anything. Don't read the instructions.
Oh, and I didn't listen to the whole thing, but I did listen to where I about let PHI out on the air. That was funny.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty funny. And then
we can just sit here and talk about all the podcast paths for this podcast.
Yep, sure all yep, like yep, that. Yep. And so before we get started into the weekend wrap-up, let's go ahead and get to a little bit of what?
I shit you not.
Oh, yeah, man. We got some shit you not, man. So today at work, I was, you know, just looking around on Buzz, and then someone posted the link into the news group, because news group is kind of a civilized debate forums.
Mm-hmm.
So they talk about current events and everything else like that. So one of the things that they talked about that came up on there, it was on Runner's World, which is also, you know, it referencing another news channel. Finish line faith gesture results in disqualification for high school team. So that was the title. And I was like, what is this?
Yeah. You know, I love how they post it trying to, like, you know.
Finish line faith gesture results in DQ. So here's a go. Here it goes. A Texas high school relay team was disqualified at a state meet qualifier when the anchor pointed to the sky in an apparent gesture of faith, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the dude finished the cross line. He put his hand up like this right here, and he pointed to the sky. You know, I guess he was thanking God for, you know, for their win.
Right.
And they were disqualified. Reason they were disqualified was for excessive celebration. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, that's just absurd. You know, it's a excessive celebration, da da da. People can't, you know, do their religion thing and all this other stuff. This is freedom of religion, damn it. Pretty much what a lot of people were saying. Right.
Right.
But in the rules, the state scholastic rules says excessive celebration, which includes raising one's hands.
Yeah, and the rules stated also it's freedom of religion. No one says you can't worship who you want to.
Right.
I mean, unless your religion is focused on putting your hands up in the air.
Right.
Then this don't apply to you.
Right.
So I think people always, you know, are really sensitive,
right,
about people, I've heard this word thrown up, persecuting,
right,
what they believe in.
Right.
But it's not persecution until they really take it away. You're not taking away your right to worship whoever you want to worship.
Right.
And there are rules. It's not like yeah. they just made it up at the last
okay,
minute.
I'll agree. You know,
yeah.
That rule is kind of crazy a little bit. And I know what they're doing. They're not doing it to say you can't do religious stuff. They're doing it for sportsmanship because, you know, some people can be really out there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you cross the finish line and you triple X. You like, you know, you do the whole, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah, what?
Right. And I watched our chat room and Galadian said that he got disqualified once in the 4x4 relay team. They were so far ahead, he spun around and ran backwards for the last 20 yards. So they disqualified him.
Oh, man.
That's pretty funny.
That's funny, and I think that's awesome. But, yeah, I mean, that probably did call for unsportsmanlike.
That's a little bit much. I bet his team was mad.
But the thing is, people are like, you know, people are jumping on it to say – another reason why the school system is so bad, you know, because we can't raise our hand against the rules of winning. You know what I'm saying? You know, but agreed. I hate that they're trying to take it as a vehicle.
Right.
And now I'll say this, the other sect also will take that as a vehicle, because someone said him raising his hands, him raising his hands like that messes with my freedom of not a religion. I'm just like,
it does
no,
not.
It really doesn't.
Sit on your hands and don't say anything anymore.
Right.
Do you know how you tell kids to sit on their hands?
Right. Just sit on your hands.
Sit on your hands. Don't say anything else.
Right. Just be
just
quiet.
Shut up.
Just shut up. So I was reading through the comments, right?
Mm-hmm.
which I normally don't do this. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy that said his name, well, he said, I'm so sick of this. Every time religious people have to follow some rule or law meant for everyone, they cry this infringement on their religious freedom, and the media cooperates in this absurd spin. And the person that wrote that was Chucky Jesus.
Chucky Jesus.
Right?
Right.
That's where it reads. And then a pastor replied and said, I agree. I'm a pastor. I want to encourage you to use this same logic in all cases. When the liberals don't like a rule, they cry, moan, wail, spit, and protest until the world gives in to the crybabies who want to change winning and losing.
I'm just laughing at the way you're reading that. It's hilarious.
But then everybody was like, and yet in your moniker, you mock Christ and pretend to be the fair and objective. Screw you, Chuck.
How is that mocking Christ? Maybe his name is Chucky.
Hold on.
And maybe he believes in Jesus.
So I said, I usually don't comment on this. So I said, why is everyone jumping on Chucky Jesus? His name may be Jesus, and he may be of Latin persuasion. You call him a mockery to your Savior, and it could just be his name? You all are tripping.
I'm like, y'all are racist. Did they answer back?
No, nobody answered back.
Oh my gosh. That's because they realize how stupid they're being.
Chucky, this world, Chucky Jesus.
Sometimes I wish natural selection were allowed to occur.
Right.
It doesn't happen as much anymore. People are just so stupid.
Yeah, I just saw that and I thought I would share that. And I hate how the media spend it. You know what I'm saying? Spun it. You know, he got disqualified for raising this. What I say?
No. Keep going. I'm just laughing at me.
The way he got disqualified for raising his hands. Why did you say, you know, dude disqualified for celebratory, excessive celebratory. But no, they had to say, because his faith.
Because that wouldn't get clicks, Jay. They want clicks.
That is what irritates me the most lately about media, or should I say entertainment. Because that's pretty much what it's coming to.
Yeah.
They're titling this stuff so that people will click on it. You get there and you're like, really? Really? Okay. You could have just said blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So not only that, you're getting a double dose of what?
I shit you not.
Renee has something here she wants to share.
I do. And actually, somebody in our chat room brought this to my attention. Galadian retweeted an Associated Press announcement that Lauryn Hill.
Oh, Lord. She's awesome.
Makes one of the best albums ever.
Right. And she only did one.
Yeah. That album. No, right. She did. She did too.
I know, okay.
Come on now. But, great album, but she got sentenced to 3 months in jail for not paying taxes on $1 million.
3 months?
Okay, my thing. If you are rich.
Right.
And you know tax time's coming around.
Right.
Put some freaking money aside to pay your taxes. You are rich. You have no reason. No, I cannot think of a single reason why you cannot pay your taxes if you are rich. Now, poor people, I get it. I totally get it.
Hell, we was able to do it.
I know. We were able to do it. But she paid most of it, Glenn said. So it could have been 3 years.
Wow.
She was like, no, I can't take jail. I can't do that. Here's some money.
So here's my question. So does she still have to pay the money back, or does she go to jail and that's her?
I think she has to pay the money back. I mean.
That's messed up. If you have to,
double punishment kind of.
You have to go to jail. And you still have to pay the money back.
She might not have to, but the government gonna get their money.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Right.
So
I would assume that
she has to pay it back. But so rich people, if any rich people listen to this podcast, you can send me some money. But you can tell me why rich people don't pay their taxes sometimes. And if you don't know, don't write in. But and she gets through. Galadian keeps bringing in breaking news. 3 months house arrest after she gets out.
Oh, wow.
House arrest would be great for me. I just play video games and.
Did you read the article?
I did. There was no article.
Oh.
I would have posted it.
Oh, okay.
You know me. Who is your wife? I would have done right.
I was just asking. All right, so.
Oh, wait, wait. Oh, I did look up an article, though.
You did look up an article?
But I didn't look at this one.
Okay.
I didn't look at it. I'm just.
Right.
You know.
All right, so let's go ahead and jump right into the weekend wrap up.
Weekend wrap up!
Boom! That's how you people say it, right?
What do you mean, you people?
Are you going to say that every time? I'm just wondering. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just preparing myself for what do you mean, you people?
When the first time that I played it, I said, I am going to say that every time. I did say that.
You haven't failed yet, have you?
I haven't failed yet.
Okay.
So that may be one day. So they'll be out there. So this weekend.
Didn't do anything.
It was Derby weekend and we didn't do anything. Oh. We did watch the Derby, though.
We watched the Derby only because my sisters were there.
That is true. They made us watch
it. If my sisters weren't visiting the house that day, it would not have been on. Right. It would have been on some other TV show.
That is true.
So that's the only reason. Some horse with the stupid name of Orb won. That's so stupid.
Yeah, I don't know what Orb stood for.
I don't know. Rick Pitino's horse, Golden Sense, or he's the part owner of Golden Sense. It did not win.
Right. And
did not even place a show.
He didn't. And it was funny because people were actually joking him. Because on the morning show.
That's mean.
They were like, where's Golden Sense? Mike on the morning show was joking him.
He said, there's a horse just came in.
He just came in.
Yeah, but Orb did come. So my thing with racing. Here's my thing with racing.
Uh-huh.
I don't mind horse racing, really, because a lot of horses like to run. That's their thing, and they're bred to like to run.
Right.
So that's fine. My thing is using the whips.
Right.
I hate the use of whips and spurs against horses. It's like if you, and people say, oh, it doesn't hurt them that bad. How do you know? You don't know. So I wish that they would ban whips, but it's not going to happen, and they won't ban people from using spurs on horses either. But so that's my qualm about racing. I hated seeing, you know, them hitting the horse as hard as they can with the whip. That right. cannot feel good.
Right.
I sound like a PETA person, but
yeah, a little bit, but it's fine. It's like, it's the whole debate of, do you use electric fences, invisible fences for your dog, shock collar?
Yeah.
You know, stuff
I
like
don't
that.
Like that either, but
right.
I'm a big animal advocate. Though.
Renee is a huge animal advocate.
Well, they can't talk for themselves, so I have to talk for them.
Every time the Amy Grant commercial comes on, Renee, she sits there and watches. Every dog or every pet that comes up with a missing eye or missing ear or nostrils cut open, she's like, and Gladys did point out when we did watch the race, it was kind of exciting to watch because Orb was pretty behind, and
he came from nowhere. Everybody was like,
nowhere,
because
we were like, who's that horse is coming up? It was just like, it was nuts, you know. It was nuts, you know. And yet again, another episode of Valentine Cast where we talk about sports.
We talked about horses.
That happened to run in the sport event.
Mm-hmm. It's not sports. Don't you all mark this down as sports. Don't you do
right,
it.
Right, right. And Free Comic Book Day and May the 4th was on Saturday. So May the 4th, I hope the 4th was with you all.
I hope the 4th was with all of y'all.
But we did go to Free Comic Book Day at our local comic book shop, The Zone. What's up, Dan? And, you know, just went down there, and Dan's just so awesome. You know, his comic shop, I absolutely love it. He provides a great atmosphere for noobs to vet comic collectors. You know what I'm saying? Because he's very customer friendly, customer oriented, and his staff is cool. Even though, Dan, if you listen, that chick never gave you my message. I called you twice. And she never gave me my message. So I think it was the cute redhead chick that was behind the counter.
Ooh, I didn't see her.
Oh, yeah.
I was busy looking for a graphic novel, but they set record sales.
They did. They did.
And that's awesome. I mean, it was packed in there.
It was very packed.
And I'm so, so, so glad that he's doing well. He's doing better than he was in his old location. He's a really good guy. Right. He's involved with his customers. He goes to movie events with them and, you know, BW3. So,
right.
If you all are ever in Louisville, Kentucky, and you want to know where the Zone Comic Shop is, just hit us up and we'll tell you how to go see Dan. Yep.
And you can check out his website. It's zonecomicshop.com, if I'm thinking correctly.
Here, I'll test that while you talk.
Oh, I typed it in the chat, so you can go ahead and click that link if you want. So that's his website. And they actually did their first podcast.
Oh.
They haven't put it up yet. It's been edited. He said they talked for a good 2 hours, and I think they're going to split it up. And I also told him that if he needed some gear, that, you know, I'll be willing to let him borrow some until they get going. But yeah, man, absolutely, absolutely awesome comic shop. So if you're in the yep, and just in the chat room, Punk Gopher, you know, was talking about mm-hmm. the one on Bardstown Road.
Right.
Okay. My thing with the one on the comic book shop on Bardstown Road.
Great Escape
is one at the store. One is not a local store, for one.
It's not what?
It's not a local shop.
Chain.
It's a chain store. It's not just because I think the original store is out of Tennessee, and there's a couple more around. And also, it's a little dirty in there.
Yeah. And so how it is that, are we sure it's a chain?
Yeah, because I checked the website.
Oh.
Well, okay. They're not locally owned. They're owned out of Tennessee.
Is it only one Great Escape?
But
while he's looking that up. So the Great Escape is very old school. It is one of the oldest comic shops here in Louisville that are still around now.
Four.
Yeah.
There's two. There's one in Nashville, Tennessee. Okay. One in Madison, Tennessee, Louisville, Kentucky, and Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Okay. So it is a chain. It's not a big one.
No,
but
it's not.
It has a very local shop feel.
Yeah, because it's on Bardstown Road, which
is dirty. But that's part of the appeal for people.
That's part of the Bardstown Road appeal.
I like that we said that dirty was part of being Bardstown Road. Anyway,
okay, it's hippie-ish.
Yes, it's very hippie-ish, but it's very old school.
It is.
A lot of diehard comic book fans, Magic card fans, Pokemon card fans, a lot of them go there. And they also have vinyl. They sell vinyl and all that stuff. So
right.
We went there for a while. It wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't bad. It is tight in there, though.
It's a little small.
It's really tight in there. And I will say, when I can't find anything at Dan's, sorry, Dan, I haven't went there to get a comic that I was looking for. And, you know, and they were able to pull it for me and hold it for me. But I'd rather go to Dan because Dan got the Zone, you know, and I like Dan.
Right. And Punk Gopher mentioned a store here in Louisville called Roll of the Die.
Mm-hmm. That's on Bardstown Road.
Their website is hideous.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Right. It is hideous.
And the other thing with the Zone is, I mean, the nice, clean, and then he has all the, he actually sells. Some people bring in like old school toys. They'll bring them in, and he'll sell.
Oh yeah, he has them on display. There are some good ones. Yep. People, like, I know a lot of people would freaking geek out if they could see right. some of the toys that he has.
He has the original Optimus Prime that I've been thinking about getting.
How much is it again?
I don't know.
I think was it 99?
I think so. I don't know. Yeah. Because I got it for Christmas when I was a kid.
But you threw it away.
Yeah, of course. I threw it away. And then I can't remember. Somebody was cleaning out their garage, and they found that little Donkey Kong arcade box that looked like the Donkey Kong cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a small one. And I got one of those for Christmas as well. And, you know, it was pretty fun thing to have and whatnot. And then we went to Bed Bath & Beyond to pick up some LED lights. But we fell into a trap.
We fell into the Bed Bath & Beyond trap.
Right. And so the thing was while Renee's answering the question for old man Frank's, because his job is to come in and distract you which he is exceeding at. You know, so that means he's gonna have to stay.
No.
He's gonna have to stay for the whole show.
He can't. He has to go help his wife make dinner.
No, he shouldn't have just popped in for that. He could have just texted us.
Don't worry. Just don't listen to him, Brandon. just.
So what did Brandon? What did Brandon want to know?
I can't believe.
What did he want to know?
He wants to know if Melly is coming to Nerdtacular, and I don't want to talk about the whole thing yet. We're gonna wait.
Uh-huh.
I have it all planned out in the show notes,
uh-huh.
But we don't know if he's coming.
All right.
And he has another question, but he hasn't told me yet, so we can continue, though.
All right, right.
So, Bed Bath & Beyond, it's hard to get out of there without spending money, because as soon as I step in the shop, I feel like I need everything in there. I'm like, oh my gosh, freaking bamboo cutlery tray. I so need this. And I need a little disc you put in the bottom of your pot so that your pot, when you make pasta, it doesn't boil over. I so need this. So, but I have to tamper down and really find out, okay, what do I need? I really did need a scrubber because I'm a prima donna and I hate touching dirty stuff. So even using a sponge when washing dishes is kind of icky. So I got like a long-handled little scrubber because I'm a princess.
She is a princess.
So we got the lights. We got a sun and the moon, LED.
I want you to take a hold of your mic.
Now go like this.
Thank you.
Is that better?
That
sorry,
so
everyone who had to
better.
Listen to me being off to the side. Anyway, so it's a sun and the moon, and it's up about, I don't know, thigh high. It's pretty. We haven't seen if it works yet, so it could be a total dud.
That is true. That is true.
So I guess we'll find out.
And I am so, one of these days, we're going to get this mic thing right.
What? No.
I think what it is, you're used to our older mics.
Probably.
Where they can be off to the side and they still pick you up well.
Yeah.
But with these, they need to be, bam, right there.
I bet that was, like, annoying people.
No, I'm sitting here watching everything, and I'm just like, and I keep turning you up, and it's not working. I'm just like, okay, I really got to figure out what's going on. And that's why I looked at you that way. So
you give me lots of looks all day. So so that's all I have. I have that's it.
All right.
That's all we did this boring weekend, y'all.
It was a boring weekend.
Technology.
And I don't mean boring like I was bored. I mean boring to everyone else.
Right, right. It wasn't like anything exciting. Like we didn't go to Derby. We didn't go to Oaks. We didn't do any of that stuff. We didn't win a bunch of money.
Oh, my God.
You know? If we won a bunch of money, would we still do the podcast?
Yes.
We would?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I'd have all the time in the world to do the podcast.
So how much would you do?
How much what?
How much of the, what all would you want to do? Would you like a daily podcast or?
No, I'd keep to my regular schedule. I don't want to have another job after I quit my other job.
Yeah. So,
no.
So we could like build a podcast network.
Do you really want a podcast network?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, let's not go there. Don't even say the words podcast network.
I don't want to be in the podcast network. You know, one day, I wonder if we'll ever be a part of one. I think we're too. You think we're too stubborn?
I think we're cautious because we know what could happen in a podcast network.
Yeah.
If you're not happy, and I hate breaking up with people.
Yeah.
And if you leave a podcast network, it's like breaking up with people.
You mean like Galadian breaking up with us with the raid team?
No, he didn't break up with us.
Was that Serge?
Everyone kind of broke up with each other.
We kind of did.
That was a mutual. That was a mutual relationship breakup.
That
it wasn't
was
like one person wanted somebody to stay, but they wanted to go.
I blame Luce.
I love that we're still talking about the breakup of Not in the Face, and it's been like, what, a year and a half?
No, it's been two years, probably. I don't know. I don't know how long it's been. Maybe it's been a year.
I don't think I'll ever get over it. Time does not heal all wounds, people.
Let's see.
Time does not heal all wounds.
Oh, it's been just over a year because Swoter came out, then we bought a house. Okay, so it's been a little over a year.
I said a year and a half. Who was closer?
You were.
Renee
was closer.
Okay.
All right, so technology. You have technology. You don't want to put something in technology, not me. Renee.
Oh, is that? I don't even know if it's you. Tech, but I didn't know where else you. To stick it. So, oh,
I know what,
that's
what I know what
he said.
Yeah. No, that's what she said because she didn't know where to stick it.
Why would she?
Because she never used it.
How did she acquire? Oh, a fake one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. So, the tech I have, I was having a problem with my podcast app. It seemed random podcasts, but it was a lot on the Frog Pants Network and also Control Out Wow. It would say air.
Playback failed.
And it was the podcast app, and I would struggle with it. I would have to reboot the phone, try a billion times, and I was fed up. So I went to the Twitters because the Googles failed me, and pretty much everybody said just dump that zero and get with a hero.
Which
so
that zero has been faithful to me.
Well, apparently it's been cheating on me with you.
Okay,
because it's pretty bad. So I got suggestions, and a lot of people said Downcast. It costs money, so I balk at spending money.
Right.
You know how I am.
Right.
So, but I took the plunge. I bought it.
Which
and
I was actually shocked that you bought it, because the first thing you asked me was like, hey, babe.
Of course I did.
You was like, hey, babe, have you already bought Downcast? And I said, nah, I have Instacast instead. Which was version 2, apparently, because they have a new version out that the old version is no longer on the store. So I'm not even sure if you try to download Instacast. Did you?
No.
Okay.
Well, see, I signed in as you, and I hit the $5, and then it changed to green and said buy now. I was like, whoa, it's supposed to tell me, hey, you've already bought this, so I didn't buy it.
Well, you should have went. I told you to go to the purchased side to find it.
Yeah, but I didn't even go there.
Okay, go ahead.
No. That's the end of my story. So, but Downcast, I haven't got a whole lot of chance to listen to it yet because it was a music day at work because it was focus day. And when I focus, I listen to Girl Talk. Play your part. So Downcast, I will tell you what I think next week.
Okay.
I did get a playback error still, but people say, listen, but.
No, I'm just laughing. Can I laugh?
Yes. But people said they did a lot less.
Okay.
So less is better than every freaking time. So I'll take that.
Right. So are we going to
Scott, fix your stuff.
That's right. Fix your stuff, Scott.
Media. Movies, books, comics, TV.
And thank you for the bumper, Scott.
Thank you, Scott. Get your stuff, Scott. But thank you.
All right. So last week we had Movies by Chance. We had two movies. We had Clerks and Happy.
We are just so ambitious. You see how ambitious we are?
And you know what? We're honestly going to do it. We did watch Happy.
We did. So half credit.
So we're batting 500. So we can, which is good.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, well, 0.500 is what it is. But they said
so
500.
So we're batting half.
Yeah, yeah. So
baseball's so stupid. Yeah. No clerks. This
we didn't get to watch Clerks. And
we're going to watch Clerks.
So what? This is what happened. All right. So Friday, what did we do Friday?
Play video games.
No, Friday.
We had company this weekend. My sisters
were
over a lot.
And so. Actually, where am I going to talk about golfing in here? I guess I could have done a weekend wrap up.
You looked at it and you totally.
So okay, I went golfing.
So
I went golfing.
We're
going
to switch and pretend this is weekend wrap
up. Well, no,
so.
We do movies. This is partly of what happens. So okay. Friday, since it was the Oaks Day, which is the day that the females run, or what they call the females?
The Phillies.
The Phillies run. I get so hungry every time they talk about the Phillies running.
I just imagine like 12 Philly sandwiches.
Yeah, that's what I always
galloping down.
That's what I always imagine.
That is pretty funny.
But because I'm not a
Yeah, you know, the first thing I think of is a horse.
Of course. And so when you go
horse
get
a... horse is a horse.
Of course, of course. A horse is a horse.
That's not how he did. His upper lip went up and down a lot.
Oh, I can't do that, though.
They put peanut butter on his upper lip.
Now, is that torture? For them putting peanut butter up on his
thing? No, it wasn't on... It was like under his lip. No, because peanut butter is amazing. He got a treat just for standing there.
SJ doesn't like peanut butter. But anyway, so I got some golf clubs on Thursday, and then I went to the driving range on Friday, and I went out there with Demetrius, and we had a good time out there. It had been almost 7 years since I've been on, since I've had a set of clubs in my hand. I mean, yeah. And so I went out there. I did pretty well. I was actually shocked at how well I did. Mm-hmm. Since it had been so long. So I went out there and came back home. We went out to eat. And then, like you said, we had company. I think we had company Friday night.
People like to come over to our house. Apparently, we're fun people or
right,
something.
Right, which is fine. Oh, because, well, you know what? We invited Demetrius and them over because we had strawberry shortcake, which we'll talk about.
Yeah.
And then, so.
And Jay's in a, hey, I just have to tell you all, Jay is a very, very impulsive man because. He just, hey, I'm going to get golf clubs. Boom, go golfing.
Okay,
he's,
so
he's very impulsive.
Let me explain this before we go forward.
Is it true that you're
let me
impulsive?
Explain this. Let me explain
just
this, though.
Yes or no before you...
No, I'm not impulsive. Mm. To you, it may seem impulsive, okay?
Okay.
Here's my explanation. In my mind, it's not impulsive because 7 years ago in my divorce, or however long ago it was, I lost my golf clubs.
Okay.
Okay? Ever since then, I've always wanted my golf clubs.
Right.
Okay, I've always thought about it, but I always was like, eh, I don't know when I'm going to do it, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. And I was getting closer to thinking about getting clubs. I had actually looked up clubs earlier last week.
Okay.
Before anyone ever said anything about going to the driving range or going golfing.
Okay, I get it. You just don't talk to me about
right.
what you're thinking.
Right, exactly.
This is a fatal flaw in our marriage. You
this
realize
this. It's not a
this.
Fatal flaw.
Okay, guys, you all can start the countdown to our divorce now.
Had you asked me, Jay, have you really thought about this?
I don't want to ask
no.
you every time. Have you thought about everything?
Babe, Renee, I have told you.
Have
you
ever thought about doing another podcast?
Have I ever thought about doing another podcast?
Yes. Another me and you podcast.
No, not
okay.
really.
Okay, well, okay, thanks.
Well, have you?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm lazy. Two's enough.
So that's why we talked about this on the show. I said, babe, you're my filter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if I say blah, 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 if you say, Jay, have you thought about this? You know, then be like, yeah, you know, this is the reason why, bada, 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 bada.
So Jay seems impulsive, but he's not really impulsive because he's just keeping things
can,
from me.
But I can see, I can see where
right.
you will feel like it's impulsive. I get that and I understand that. I acknowledge that.
Hey,
I acknowledge your feeling of that I'm being impulsive.
And I acknowledge that you acknowledge my feelings that I'm impulsive. But you have to admit, I talk about what? I'm thinking about a lot. If I'm thinking about, oh, come on, I so do. Don't you make that crazy thinking face.
It depends. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Because sometimes...
Crazy
yeah.
thinking face.
But anyway, back to happy.
We totally went off.
Which I'm extremely happy, you know.
I
we
am
didn't
happy
watch
as
that.
Well.
That was a good show. I really liked it. Did you like Happy?
Yeah, I did. I mean, the show about happiness. How can you not be happy when you're hearing about happiness?
Right, right.
But
I can see where people could be sad when they watch it because they're not that happy.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
That would be somebody who's more on the depressed side of the spectrum.
Right.
But I mean, because you're not happy all the time. You
right.
I mean, have you ever felt so happy you think you're gonna burst, like your head's gonna freaking explode, you're so freaking happy and you feel like you can't contain any more happiness, but
yes.
the happiness keeps pouring in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like that a lot with you, but it's that feeling
right
is the biggest high ever.
It is.
So I think that's why people keep chasing happiness, because it's a high.
Right.
It keeps you going.
Right.
Dopamine.
Right.
They actually mention how being happy is like a drug.
Right.
So.
Yep, it is.
There you go.
Yep,
boom.
It is. So we didn't get to watch Clerks, but I think what I'm going to try to do, I'm actually going to try to watch it, you know, because I know Jason, I know a lot of people were pretty excited that we're going to watch it. And Gladian, yes, I know I need to watch more Star Wars if I have, you know, feel like being bored. Because I didn't know what Red 5 was on the shirt. But that shirt was kind of cool.
I didn't know what Red 5 either. I wasn't going to air our ignorance, but you decided to air our ignorance.
But I don't. I think the ignorant thing to do is not to ask. If that makes sense.
Yes. Okay. I agree. Because then you'll still not know.
So
and then if it comes up again,
instead of saying the only silly question is the question that's not asked. That's the nice way of saying it. But since you said ignorant. Or ignorance.
Ignorance is not horrible. It's just naivete. How's that? Is that good? Does it sound more flowery?
Yep, yep. So, okay. Mr. Hando, we know you in WoW. Can you do a slash roll for us?
I've been replaced by the wonderful WoW.
You have been.
It's a cool replacement.
Do you miss, I think it's, do a slash. Give me 1 second.
Oh, my goodness. Do you know what you can do? You can always.
158.
Okay.
Do a slash 158. But I could always what?
Go to the Netflix on the Roku or the whatever, and those are numbered, so you can see how many we have. I'm just saying, if you don't feel like counting every week.
So I'm looking here. So Renee added Girl Model.
I did.
She added House of Cards.
House. That was already on there, wasn't it?
She added Dolorax. She added Kumari, she added Somewhere Between, and American Horror Story.
Yeah, that wasn't on there. American Horror Story. but I accidentally took off House of Cards, so that's me putting it back. That's what that was.
Oh, so you're going to try to say, oh, that was already out there.
It was. But I didn't do that. Just
43.
You know how we do.
Yep.
First.
So it's Bob's Burgers.
Right. So we're
So we're going left or right.
Those of y'all, right. For those of y'all who don't know, if we pick a TV show, we don't do those because that's different. So we go to the right or left and hit the first movie, and that's the one we pick. So
all right.
If you're wondering what's
Skin.
The
heck Both her father and mother are white, but Sandra Lane is born with dark skin.
Oh.
A complex problem in the era of South Africa apartheid.
Apartheid.
Apartheid. Thank you.
You're welcome.
From 2008. So
that sounds interesting.
It's about this white chick.
Is she white, but just dark skinned? Mm-hmm. I wonder.
Yeah, yeah. It said both her parents are white.
So,
but she's born with dark skin.
But so is she born? Like, is she black?
She looks black.
This is going to be interesting.
But you know what?
It just depends on what you identify with.
Oh, this is a movie.
It is a movie.
I thought this was
a documentary.
I thought it was a documentary.
No, it's a movie.
It's called Skin.
Skin.
Yep.
Skin. You crack me up.
Skin.
Skin. So yep. So that's for, and we're going to have Clerks.
Yep.
Clerks is on the docket.
Yeah, I was going to go to the left and add another one, which was The Gray with Liam Neeson.
But we're not.
But
I mean,
we can, but I'm not going to. I really want to watch Clerks.
So we're
going to
say it, but we're not going to put it down on paper.
Right.
If we'll have time, we might watch The Gray because Liam Neeson is one hot
cup
of water.
This is Mother's Day weekend.
Mm,
and
my sister's coming into town.
Your sister's coming in town.
I have to buy something.
Oh, excuse me. I burped. That was bad.
Why'd you tell everyone?
I don't know. Well, I mean, you farted last week.
I did not.
Yep. So.
I might have.
Why does your mic keep going down? Did you not tighten it up?
Just keep talking.
So on Friday. Oh, here's the other reason why we didn't get to watch. Here's the other reason why we didn't get to watch Clerks. Friday, we went to see Iron Man.
We did go to see Iron Man. It was impulsive, too.
It was
very crazy
impulsive.
We were like, let's just go now because we were going to go in the morning because we're super cheap, so I wanted the cheap price.
Right.
But we were like, let's just go now.
Let's go now.
So we did.
So we went to go see Iron Man. I was pleasantly pleased.
I liked it.
I was pleased.
I'm not as picky about my movies as I used to be.
Right, right. And
I enjoy Robert Downey Jr.
I do too. And
sorry, go on.
And I can't remember the thing. Go ahead.
If you enjoy seeing stupid Gwyneth Paltrow in a sports bra, this is the movie for you. That's all I gotta
Man,
say.
Man, she worked hard on that. On that,
I'm sure she
on that. Like
God,
every
she's so pretentious
Monday
and self-serving.
Friday, babe, she works out 2 hours a day.
Like
to get that figure.
She's very attractive, but when you read what she writes, she thinks she is the end all be all, know all of every subject, and ugh. Mm-hmm. Makes you want to throw up. And now, she's not the most beautiful woman in the world at all.
Now, is she
not
from,
even close.
Now, is she from America?
Yeah, I think so.
Or is she from in England also?
No, she's not.
She's
from
not.
England. I'm pretty darn sure she's
okay.
from the States.
Okay. I was just curious. Because she's married to Homeboy from Coldplay, right?
Yeah.
That he likes Iron Man as well. She's American, Hando says.
Oh.
And...
Well, darn it.
And JK says it's okay to be jealous.
Jealous of who?
Of Gwyneth Paltrow, I guess.
I'm jealous that her stomach is flatter than mine, but she doesn't have enough curves for me.
She doesn't. She's pretty straight.
I'm not a huge fan of having blonde hair.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be married to dude from Coldplay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want a daughter with a stupid name, Apple.
Right.
I will take your money. Though.
Right, right.
Okay, I'm jealous of Gwyneth Paltrow's money. Boom.
Okay.
That's what I'm jealous of.
And would you take a daughter and rename her?
I don't know. Her daughter could be super ugly. We don't know. So
she was like an apple.
She's round and red. Green.
But it reminds her of New York, babe.
She's so stupid. I hate her. So
hate is such a strong word.
Gwyneth Paltrow, I'm laying it down. My address is blah, 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 blah. You can come see me.
Okay, Tony. I guess that's kind of...
That is so not a spoiler.
Okay, it's not. Okay. All right. So anyway, so we watched Iron Man. It was pretty good. It was good. It was better than the second one, preferably. I know there's some people that preferred the second one. There were some things that, you know, I didn't care for, but it wasn't enough to throw me out of the movie.
Okay.
Like Thor, the whole kissing thing with homegirl and Thor. It was one of those things that make you go, ah.
Yeah. One thing that was funny.
Right.
Was when oil barrels exploded and you heard the noise of fireworks. I'm like, since when do exploding fire barrels? It was just really funny. And there was like so many explosions where there shouldn't be explosions, but it's an action movie and it just made me laugh. So
yeah.
Foghorn
Leghorn, JK Graham was talking about. I absolutely loved
I say son.
I absolutely
should go watch some old Foghorn Leghorn.
That was my
cartoons.
Favorite Looney Tune character.
With a little strong chick who could beat up everyone.
Chicken Hawk. Son, not fun.
All right. We got to watch a couple of those tonight. Jay got a story. I'll put it in the chat room.
Downton Abbey gets a little more diverse. And I'm claiming it like it's ours.
we said.
The folks at Downton Abbey, they actually have now a reoccurring black or non-Caucasian actor, which would, you know, is a black guy.
Right.
I believe he's English. I'm pretty sure he is. But he's going to be a reoccurring character.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the first appearance of a black character on the show. When the chick went to the jazz club, you saw some black folks there.
Right.
His name is Gary Carr. He's going to be their first recurring black character.
And, I mean, of course I'm not surprised that there are not a lot of black characters in Downton Abbey. It is upper crust English society.
Right, right.
We weren't even servants, you know, in upper crust English society.
Right.
So, yeah. So,
and it's almost like with Mad Men.
Yeah.
We don't expect to see a lot of black people.
Hello, serve.
Okay.
Just to say hi, sir.
What's going on, sir?
So yeah, so I'm excited though about shakeups. I wonder if it's gonna be a romantic tryst between him. I know. Maybe it'll be a little bit too.
I think you're reaching too far.
I am. They won't do it.
Unless
that's
they,
so soap opera.
Unless they hook
that's
her like, up. Unless they hook him up with the daughter that can't get a man.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That would be
hilarious. Hey, but she finally gets the man. Poor Edith. Everyone feels so sorry for her.
Yep.
Let's see.
And also, right before the show, there was news of EA and how they're going to ruin all the Star Wars games now.
This is what I'm hearing. EA is going to ruin everything.
Right.
They now... Disney has given them exclusive rights to all future Star Wars video games.
Yeah.
So if you see a Star Wars game in the future, it's going to be by EA. Run. hide your kids, hide your wife.
Now, I'm going to be that person.
Go on.
That will say, what was the last good Star Wars game?
KOTOR. When we say good, I mean like really good.
Yeah.
KOTOR. There were games in between there that were okay. Like, Lego Star Wars is good.
Uh-huh.
Everything is just okay after that. Even Star Wars MMO.
Now, J.K. Grammer's saying Dark Forces.
Okay. I can't speak to that.
I can't either.
Because
I refuse to buy any more games.
We're not buying any games. Forget y'all.
Well, no more Star Wars games, you know.
Oh, so are you not buying any more just because you don't want to buy any more games? Or are you not buying any more
I'm not buying any Star Wars games because I already have KOTOR. I have SWTOR.
KOTOR is really old and SWTOR is a MMO.
Right.
So you can't say you're not going to buy any more Star Wars games when there's plenty out there to buy. So I'm just saying, open your mind.
I could say that.
And the rest will follow.
Boo doo doo. Colorblind. Don't be so shallow.
Go ask your mamas.
All right, Renee, finished the game.
I finished BioShock. I was on a BioShock kick this weekend.
I played
for hours, and I thank Jay for allowing me and not complaining that I was playing
Defiance
too much
for their racing.
So I finished BioShock. The ending was abrupt and stupid, and I didn't like it. The ending was dumb. The rest of the game was great, so I'm not gonna complain too much, but
right.
Ending is just stupid. So I started on BioShock 2. BioShock 2 is by a different company,
right? And
it
was
a different feel.
So hilarious when she started the game up, she was like, what the hell?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what's wrong? She's like, controller's not working. What the hell? And she stopped.
I didn't say it's not working. I was looking for a switch to turn it to the controller. I didn't just try the controller. It's not working.
And so Renee took about probably an hour.
I did not take an hour.
Well, about 30 minutes.
Okay.
Trying to find if people had ways of getting the controller to work in BioShock.
I mean, my Google Foo was strong.
Renee could feel it.
I was rolling along. Turns out you cannot play BioShock 2 with a controller. It just hurt me deep in my core.
And I was sitting there like, ha!
Hard.
Take that. Watch this.
I think it's probably because it's by a different developer, for one, and also because some people said this is stupid, this can't be the reason, that it would change the flow of the game, which is so dumb. So I have to say using WASD, I hate it.
Right.
Hate it with the deep passion. And it's making the game less fun for me.
Yeah.
I'm slow. I'm constantly on the wrong keys. I'm constantly hitting the wrong thing, using stuff when I don't want to use stuff.
This is going to make you a better WoW player. I'm just going to let you know.
I'm not going to use WASD for WoW.
I'm just letting you know.
I have muscle memory in my hands for WoW.
Right.
And I've been playing.
Well, Jason did too?
I played BioShock 2 for a while, and I'm better, but I'm slow. Whoa.
Right.
So WASD, go suck on an apple. I do not like you. controller for the win.
Whatever.
Oh, and it's so funny. Friend of the WASD, do you know how there's WASD, right?
Right.
I really only use W.
Oh.
And I turn the camera with the mouse.
Well, I think if we do,
and
A
then
and
I go
D,
that way.
A and D strafes.
I don't do A and D though.
You never ever strafe ever.
I strafe all the time with controller, but only with the controller. With the controller, I'm strafing back and the side. I'm like strafing on your mama. So, I'm strafing with the controller. But if you give me a stupid keyboard to do WASD on.
Right.
Anyway.
So while Renee was doing this and she had the time, I was playing Defiance. Defiance had a weekend deal where you could get rep for this one faction to get a car. And I was doing the racing bit. You know, I'm really enjoying Defiance, the game. The TV show is okay.
Are you caught up still?
Yeah, I am caught up on the show. So I mean, I'm not poo pooing the show. I mean, you can kind of figure out what's going to happen and stuff like that. But you know, it's something nice to have on in the background when I'm just chilling out and whatnot. But I would say, Defiance, the game I'm starting to really like it. You know,
cause really,
I really like third person shooters.
Yes,
and
sorry.
And you like more BioShock time.
More gaming time for me.
But the thing is, though, I'm a little scared because this weekend, Neverwinter, Neverwinter Nights.
Open beta?
Open beta started. And they're not doing character wipes after.
So
I keep hearing everybody talk about it.
But I
want to
play Final Fantasy and BioShock and Neverwinter.
And Defiance.
I don't care about Defiance.
But so I don't know if I want to dip my toe in it because I'm really enjoying Defiance because I'm going around, I'm chasing Arc Falls Down. So I've been forgetting the story. I've been doing the story, but I've also been chasing Arc Falls all over the place. And I'm just really enjoying chasing Arc Falls and just feeling like free open country.
I'm glad you like it. Yeah. So Surf said that Neverwinter is meh, by the way.
Well.
So is that going to... That's going to stop you from trying it, of course. But.
No, it's not going to stop me from trying
and,
it.
And then if it's not man,
I mean,
you can
say,
you're
wrong, sir. I at least got to go make my dwarf and, you know, I got to...
Yeah, I like fantasy games. I'm big... That's why I'm going to finish Skyrim one day.
Right.
When I finish all the side quests.
You know, I have to start Skyrim over, I think, because I try to...
I do. Yeah, I think... Oh,
I try to
I have
play
so
it.
Much invested in it, though.
Yeah, I got to figure out
I got a lot like of... See, can you... See, I'll probably just start a new game, but once I get the controls down,
right?
I'll go back to my old game.
Okay.
So,
right. With that, let's go ahead and jump right to some food.
The fridge is not prepared.
Man, my transition sucked butt today.
No, you're fine. Just good.
So, yeah. So, Jay did something amazing.
I did.
And he lost 1.4 pounds. Yay!
Yep. So I'm a total of 97 pounds lost.
So close to 100 pounds. What are you going to do when you hit 100? Are you going to do anything different?
I don't know. Keep going, I guess.
Oh my gosh. That is so awesome, though. It's like 100 pounds. I know you'll like that, you know, because it's a nice big round number.
You know what? I want it to be done.
So you're just ready to speed on past? And
yeah, but I know it's not going to happen like that, but, you know.
I'm very proud of you.
I got like another year ahead of me. I got to keep telling myself it's not a race.
It'll go super fast.
It's a lifetime change.
So think about it. By the time next Nerdtacular happens, you'll be done.
Hopefully.
That'd be crazy. So if you all don't come to this Nerdtacular and you see Jay on the next Nerdtacular, you won't even recognize him.
Yeah.
You do have to wear your name tag all the time.
Renee, she maintained.
I maintained.
And so she's still at 85.6.
I'm not.
Well, no, I'm just...
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought you were talking about my weight for a second.
No, so...
But I didn't hear what you said.
So, because she maintained everything, so our grand total for weight loss is 182.6 pounds.
Oh, we're getting so close to 200.
We are. And when are we going to start this... The milk and stuff before I try this.
You know what? Do you have something to talk about? Talk about smoothies. I'll be back.
Okay. So one of the things that we started doing this week also, which I'm gonna go ahead and talk with you all. One thing we started doing this week is trying out smoothies. You know, seen a lot of people talk about it and everything else. And we've really been thinking about thinking about getting, you know, finding different ways, because in the mornings, I'm always tired of trying to cook breakfast. So this time, all I do now, which I started this morning, throw some strawberries in the blender, throw some apples, carrots, celery, different stuff, put a little touch of honey and stuff like that to get it sweet and everything else, and just hit start. And then put ice in there as well. So kind of been doing the whole smoothie thing. We'll see how that goes and everything, and just finding different recipes and to try out, because we'll be able to make soups. This actual thing, we've heard people making actual real peanut butter, you know, actually taking peanuts and grinding it down to the point where it heats up and it becomes peanut butter. So we've been thinking about doing some of that stuff. And today, for dinner, had a coworker of mine, Mr. Fugit. He's always smoking meat, because, you know, and he smoked some pulled pork. So for today, we had some pulled pork with some salt lick.
Good.
Yeah, it was good. And so I guess you all are kind of wondering why is Jay talking and Renee's not here? Renee is actually heating up milk and oil water so that we can try Tim Tams. Yes, we're finally going to try Tim Tams, because she's heating that up because we have hot chocolate. Bam! Some Swiss Miss. Create the moment. We're going to make some hot chocolate and we're going to do some Tim Tam slams. But I tried, a coworker of mine bought me some Salt Lick barbecue sauce back, because he lives in Texas. And I got to try that today. There's three flavors. It's Chipotle, original, and then there's original spicy. And for me, I feel bad for saying this, because I know a whole lot of people absolutely loves Salt Lick, right? And I'm not dissing Salt Lick at all. The barbecue sauce is pretty good.
I thought the original was really good. Surprise. Right. I'm just back for a second before I go back again. But I thought the original was good.
Yeah.
It tasted different.
It did taste different. Now, it does have a very original taste and everything. That's no doubt. So
it's kinda, nothing to write your mama about.
For me, it's not write to your mama about. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I can see the appeal, because it's not your typical barbecue sauce.
It's not.
Because
Jay said it tasted like Thousand Island or Ranch.
Like either the base almost tastes like a French almost a little bit. But I mean, it's good. I had some on the pulled pork, and it
was good, yummy.
It was really good, and we had some baked beans.
Oh, those baked beans were good.
Some coleslaw.
It's okay, coleslaw, but it was good on the sandwich.
I like the coleslaw. That's one of my favorite types of coleslaw.
Really?
It is. It reminds me of my grandmother's.
Must
to be honest,
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, really?
So, we also had a new dish. I felt the need to have Chipotle chicken tacos.
Yep.
And Jay is going to tell you how it tasted.
Yep. So Renee made Chipotle chicken tacos. She was trying to find a recipe that would work for us. And she found a recipe. She actually found two. And she combined the two recipes to make her rendition of this Chipotle chicken tacos. And when she made these tacos, we were kind of worried about the calorie count and everything else. But she did such a great job working in the recipe and working in substitutes and stuff like that, that it really wasn't a horrible hit on our calories. And so basically, what we ended up doing was having that, and we had it for leftovers as well. And it was a really, 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 really good dish. And I look forward to her making that again. So we had that with pico de gallo, shredded lettuce, Yeah, the cheese was in the sauce that she made, so we didn't have to have any cheese. And that was, you know, because we used Laughing Cow cheese.
Yeah, that's funny. I can't even.
Go ahead.
But yeah, I used Laughing Cow cheese and low fat sour cream.
Uh-huh.
To make the sauce, and it was only $129 per taco, and I'm going to post this on our website this week.
Yep.
I just got kind of caught up with video games, so I didn't get it. So, and then Jay had a hankering for strawberry shortcake.
I did. And so we got the ingredients for strawberry shortcake. We had went and got, Angel Food Cake. I know traditionally some people may be used to having strawberry shortcake with biscuits.
And some people had never heard of it.
Right.
You? Was it you that had never heard of it?
It was me.
Yeah, I used to work at Steak and Shake, and we used biscuits there. Some people might say, ew, biscuits, but it's really good. So don't diss it till you try it, folks.
Right. So we had strawberry shortcake. We got the strawberries. I cut the strawberries up, put them in a bowl, put a little spin on there, let them sit for a while. And then we had strawberry shortcake, which was...
And it was yummy.
It was so yummy.
I had two.
Yeah.
All right.
I did too.
This is a try this from our really good friend Lita, who is from the Down Under in Australia, and she was kind enough to send us food. So,
what did she send us?
This week we're trying Tim Tams. Hold on, let me hold them up to the. Make sure I'm doing it right. I'm doing it right. Tim Tams are chocolate covered cookies.
Uh huh.
And I've heard they are the bomb.
Right, right.
And I was reading a blog one day, and they were talking about the Tim Tam Slam.
Uh-huh.
And basically, it's a way to eat your Tim Tams. And Molly agreed. Our friend Kim, who's in... I said Molly. Kim is...
Kim Molly.
Yeah. Kim Molly is in Australia.
Right.
And she said yes. So, they smell very chocolatey. Like... richer than our chocolate. So how you do the Tim Tam Slam, eat off the opposite corners? No, that's not.
Oh.
You didn't even stop to listen to what I was telling you to do. You just ate.
I did.
So now you got to do another one. Just put that one aside and eat that later. Instructions, Jay.
Well, I'm sitting there and it's melting in
my
hand.
Look, bite off this corner and this corner.
Okay, that's one corner.
Okay.
And this corner?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Now stick it in there and use it like a straw. Stick it in there. Stick it in there. Sounds so bad. Are you able to do it? You're supposed to make it so that you don't bite off the whole end. Did it work?
No.
Let's see if it works.
Okay.
Hold on. Jay hurts them all over his... That's so awesome. Hold on.
Horrible.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I know people in the chat room.
That is so freaking good. Oh my god, that's good.
Okay, I had to do this again.
They are not lying. That is so freaking awesome. Hold it up.
Okay, that was hideous. So see, that was something for the live chat room.
Did it not taste good, or
no? I just had freaking hot chocolate all over my goatee. So that was not sexy.
Take three for Jay. All right, bite off the ends just enough so you can see the. Yeah, yeah. Now, just, like nibble almost, nibble at the ends. Now, pick your cup up, put it close to your mouth because that'll help you. Now, suck. Oh God, I know you all are gonna do. And then when you feel like it's going to fall apart, you put it in your mouth. It's good.
Wow. Holy moly.
That's like an explosion of goodness in your mouth.
Did I have my pinky in my air? Hand over. Did I have my pinky when I was drinking my cup?
So
if I did.
Jay's had like enough to make three or something like that. So I'm going to do one more because that was so freaking amazing.
That was pretty doggone good. Dude. that was really good. I can see where you could also almost mess up. And go ahead, babe. Ah, oh, Renee's got it on the map. Here you go. That's awesome.
Okay, that was good.
Yeah. Renee did say nibble at the end and suck.
I did. I think it's the craziest try that we've ever done.
Yeah. That, and it was good.
And it was good. It was good. And we're going to be doing it again, so stay tuned to future podcasts.
For the after show.
Yeah. And in fact, I will do it again for the after show. I'll heat up my hot chocolate again. People can laugh at yep. some more. So.
All right. So let's go ahead and jump right to a little bit of Mr. Feisty. Valentine's
and
hot chocolate. Mm-mm-mm. On a May 6th, where it's rainy out. So birthdays today. Birthday.
We have one birthday.
Right. So one birthday is Mike Schramm.
Happy birthday, Mike Schramm.
Today is your birthday, so happy birthday to you.
Yeah, he is... I think he's on a brief hiatus from the incredible podcast of Amazing Awesomeness.
Yeah.
It's a really good podcast. He does with Terpster.
Yeah, Terps are slacking, I bet.
Yeah. He's a busy guy.
We should have you on the show, Mike.
Mike, come on show. So happy birthday, Mike. We also have some amazing news that I've been holding in all podcasts. All right. I am so freaking excited.
Okay.
Two of our best friends. Yeah. Reggie and Dana.
She's still got the Tim Tam in her throat. Reggie and Dana.
Reggie and Dana.
Who was on our show.
They were on our show.
Right.
They now have a new baby girl.
Yeah.
So welcome to the world, Elena Ray.
And I think burped that name, again.
I think that name is beautiful. And saw a picture of her. She's not a weird looking baby.
No alien head.
No alien head. And some babies, just pure ugly.
Right.
Sorry. Keep talking.
And then, so she's here. So congratulations to Reggie and Dana. So they do the Shakespeare, the Sound Ministry of Shakespeare podcast.
Yep, Shakespeare
as well.
Sound. Yeah.
Shakespeare Sound. and then also, there are two great sites. I think this should, is the duck lip one, is that a site or is it just one
That's
picture?
That's just a picture.
Aww.
It's not a site. I know. It would be awesome,
that
wouldn't it?
That needs to be a site.
So my friend Sophia.
Uh-huh.
She posted
an imager
picture.
Right.
About how people deal with
duck lips. And you know, I absolutely love this.
I know. I do too.
Because
basically it manipulates people with duck lips and makes them look like they're eating spaghetti. It is. And it's actually a whole bunch of different pictures. It is so freaking awesome. So I put that in the show notes. Go check it out. this almost makes me wish that my friends did duck lips more, kind of, so that yeah.
Yep.
So sorry, I'm out of.
I think your mind is like, oh, Tim Tams is the bomb.
I don't know. It's making me a horrible person.
Well, while I talk about the pick of the week,
right?
There's a site that our good friend Serve, and I think this came up on I think it may have came up on TMS as well. But Serve reminded me of his site. I can't even remember the name of the site. It's where they take porn pictures and they remake the pictures. But here's the thing. So basically they'll take, I cannot find the site anymore. Oh, man.
What?
Oh,
my gosh, really?
You put it in the thing.
Yeah, because I thought you would know.
No, because it's...
the pick of the week is going to be the duck lips. It's not a website, but it's a series of pictures and
right.
It's freaking hilarious. Jay, I'm so disappointed in you.
You
I thought you'd
be
so prepared. How come you didn't read my mind? No.
I didn't go down that far. So
And I even said, hey, babe.
Uh-huh.
Look at the show notes.
And I didn't get down that far. That's what the horrible part is. So what I'm going right here, it's called Porn Edits. That's the name of it.
Pornedits.com?
Yep. Let me get the, that's their Twitter feed. And basically what they do these funny pictures. They take pictures from porn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Porn SFW is the website.
Porn Safe for Work. Oh, that's cute.
And it's funny. You know, it's just some, like, yeah. This one right here is pretty funny with the DJ. And this is Safe for Work, so I can share this in the chat room here. So I'm going to drop that one there.
Boom. Already did.
The female DJ? No, I'm talking about the female DJ. Click
oh,
on that
no.
link.
I just did the whole site.
Yeah, click on that, on that link.
The link?
Yeah.
Female DJ?
Yeah. So, yeah. So, that site's pretty funny. I really enjoy it, so. But don't go there.
Yeah, I still wouldn't take your kids there.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, no.
But, and I wouldn't go to it at work.
No, I wouldn't.
Even though it says safe for work. I would sit at home when no youngins are around.
Right. So, if you want to email us, so it's right at the end of the show, you can email us at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is Valentine Cast.
And, see, I've told you I am off my game today. The Facebook page is facebook.com/Valentine Cast. You can call us and leave us a voicemail and we will play it. Of course, some things we won't play.
Right.
But for the most part, we'll play it. The number is 415-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video of our shows and our past shows can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast.
Right.
If you want to tweet Jay, his Twitter handle is TheCowboy. That's TheCowboy. And my Twitter feed is TheIceFlow.
All right. And that's a show.
That's a show. It's a weird show. I'm so sorry for my discombobulation today.
So, chat room, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So awesome to have you here. Hope you all have a great week. We got a bike to put together.
Got to put together a bike.
That we'll talk about next week.
We will.
Yeah. So that's the show.
Thank you all for sticking with us. I really appreciate it. You all are the bomb.
And I guess y'all can...
Diggity.
One wait so Renee can do more Tim slams at the show.
I mean, if you all want to hang around after the feed ends, I will be slamming my face. And I'm glad it's... weigh-in day and not the day before weigh-in day. Let me just put that.
That's right, Mr. Grandma said we had some sexual chocolate.
Sexual chocolate. Welcome, everybody.
Oh, what are you going to say?
Nothing. I'm done now.
Do it.
No.
Right.
No. I'm out.
Renee is the best wife ever. That was me dropping the mic.